Forget the chocolates, flowers, and jewelry. This Valentine's Day, February 14th, perhaps the best gift you can give the love of your life is your undivided attention. Sadly, for many of us, that is easier said than done. An international study of more than 13,000 adults found that many people say modern technology has affected relations with their partner. Almost 40% of those questioned said their partner paid more attention to their mobile device than to them. Intel Security Group, a private company, paid for the study. It examined how romantic relationships are affected by a person's use of social media and the internet. The research included both old and new relationships. 33% of those asked reported that they had to compete against a mobile device for attention on a first date. Apparently, we have as much love for our digital devices as for the people we love. Intel's survey found that adults spend almost equal amounts of time online at home as they do interacting directly. And a lot of married couples, friends, and family members argue about time spent on mobile devices. Gary Davis is the Chief Consumer Security Officer at Intel Security. He says recognition of our electronic device involvement is important.
But if you have a pattern where you're at dinner, you're out on a date, you're home having a quiet evening, maybe watching a show or just enjoying a fire or something like that, and then the next thing you know, a device comes into play, and it just it's that awkward thing that I don't think enough people think about, and when they don't think about it, they don't understand the kind of wear and tear it's causing on the relationship.
Edward Spector holds a similar opinion.
We're not thoughtfully progressing in terms of how we're using technology. We're often just sort of winging it.
Spector works as a psychologist in Bethesda, Maryland. He studies human behavior and specializes in technology dependence.
So we have to be thoughtful about what are the consequences of, you know, connecting to a particular social network or allowing yourself to have the habit of the last hour and a half of your evening be checking your Facebook or always responding to a text immediately or having all of the notifications on and buzzing on your phone.
Rules or time limits on a device might be good in theory. However, Intel's survey found that 45% of those questioned do not set rules. Another 45% said they got into arguments about how much they are on their phones when spending time with loved ones. The lack of social rules about digital behavior might be the result of the newness of the issue. Past generations did not have the technologies, said psychologist Spector.
In this situation, our elders know nothing. In fact, like the knowledge and competence is moving toward the youngest generation that's using the technology because they're the ones who are bounding forward fearlessly and finding out what ways you can get in trouble.
That trouble may include the sharing of sensitive information. Intel's research found Nearly 30% of couples share passwords to social media sites. This could be a problem when relationships end. Intel's Gary Davis advises that people step away from electronic devices to truly connect with other people.
Understand the value of distancing yourself from your device and allow yourself to be engaged with that person that means the most to you.
I'm Katie Weaver.